Proclamation number 7583 of 22nd of April, 1960. God's address is a great grace. God's address has opened up a haven of grace for you which you are unable to appreciate. God pours out His grace on you in abundance because it is the last time before the end and because you humans need a lot of help in your weakness. But if He Himself addresses you, you can draw so much grace that you will meet every demand placed upon you. When He speaks to you, His strength flows directly into you. You have a means of grace of utmost importance with His Word, for you are already in contact with Him through His Word as soon as you receive it with your heart, as soon as you are doers and not just hearers of His Word. God truly pours out a measure of grace upon you humans which you do not deserve. But it is the time of the end, and He knows about your weakness to withstand the challenges of the enemy during this time. He works with cunning and treachery and has many accomplices who support Him in His activities. And it would be easy for them to push all people away from God if God did not also influence people with all means to help them not to get lost to Him. And God's adversary first tries to destroy faith in God in Jesus Christ. He tries to deprive all people of their faith in a God and Creator of eternity who accomplished the act of salvation in Jesus Christ. But without this faith, people are lost for eternity. And therefore God comes to their aid in such a way that He proves Himself to people through His address. That He reveals Himself to those who only open their hearts and ears to Him, who want to believe and need help in order to be able to believe. God reveals Himself by addressing people. This great grace cannot be grasped, but it is based on God's great love. He reveals Himself so that people of good will can believe. He gives people an undeserved grace by proving Himself through His address but does not force people to believe but leaves it entirely up to them whether they recognize God's voice as the Father's voice or not, open themselves to grace and then remain a slave to God's adversary for endless times to come. Being able to believe in God also means salvation from God's adversary. But if a person loses this faith, then he himself is also lost for eternal times. And God wants to help people to believe by addressing them and can be recognized by anyone who seriously wants it. For God's address will touch him like a gift which makes him happy and which he no longer wants to miss if only he is willing to listen to Him and think about it. Then he will draw strength from this address. He will feel addressed by a being which loves him, and he will also learn to love this being and listen to his address ever more often. He will accept and evaluate a grace and he will become strong in faith in a God and Creator who wants to be recognized as Father. And the human being, as a child, will now also give the Father the love which the Father demands from his child. And thus His Word is the antidote which shall wring God's creatures out of the hand of God's adversary. The Father addresses His child, and the child now remains united with its Father for all eternity and has detached itself from hostile power. It has followed Him who revealed Himself in His love and mercy, but it followed Him of its own free will when it heard God's address. For no matter how powerful God's gifts of grace are, they must be accepted and evaluated of their own free will. They must not exert any coercion on people. But God's love now uses such means in the last days before the end which can be effective with goodwill on the part of the human being in order to prevent his adversary's activity, to completely destroy faith in God. He will not succeed because again and again God reveals Himself, because again and again he comes to the aid of people who are in danger of succumbing to God's adversary. But the final decision lies with the human being himself, for no means of grace, no matter how great, will force his will. The human being will always have to freely decide for himself which Lord he wants to follow. Amen.